Redeemed by silver and gold, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bibles this evening to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. I've thought about changing the way I start a message. I said to open our Bibles. I like the way Pastor Clarence Sexton always said. He said, open the Word of God. To Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6. And the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 number and verse number 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I thought this is a perfect verse for tonight. Thanksgiving, but you want a title for a message tonight? Just call it prayer. Why don't we just have a prayer meeting tonight, okay? I'll tell you what, we're going to do something a little different tonight. The altar is open. The invitation is open right now. If at any time I'm up here running my mouth and you feel the need to pray for somebody or something or yourself or whatever, you just make your way up to this altar and you just tell God what you need to tell him, ask God what you need to ask him, whatever you need. It will not bother me. It will not bother anybody in this place. So the invitation's open. You understand? You with me? All right? Because, and you don't have to follow me in all this right now. I'll tell you when next verse I need up there. Oh, buddy, you love when I preach, don't you? You're dealing with the D team now. I used to write them out a list of verses. I don't anymore. These guys up here are good. I mean, they can keep up with Preacher Mark. They can keep up with anybody. Amen. Amen. Keep up with Brother Rick. You got it made, right? Right, Jeremy? Amen. In Genesis chapter 20 and verse 17, Abraham prayed for healing. Abraham prayed for healing. And what I did tonight is I brought a bunch of my prayer lists, you know, and I got a bunch of them. But we could go over the list again and pray for all these that need some healing. We could talk about Butch and Linda and Brother Darrell. I mean, we could hit our knees right now and start praying. Pray for Brother Butch and Sister Linda and Brother Darrell and Sister Abby and Cindy Cutler. Let me stop and pray before I preach. I'm going to preach on prayer and not even pray before I preach. That's just not right, is it? Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer. Lord, I pray to be an encouragement tonight to these people in this building, in this church. Lord, if there's anything that we need more than anything, I believe it's we need to pray. The disciples came to Jesus one day and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. They never asked, teach us how to pray. They just said, teach us to pray. And what we need to learn is to pray. Just pray. Just talk to God like you were talking to your friend. Just talk to God and tell him your what's going on in your life and tell him what we need and tell him what we want. And you start talking to God. They say that prayer changes things. Well, it does. But what prayer changes more than anything else is the prayer. And, Lord, we pray that you would change me tonight. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you get that? Look. Prayer changes things, right? But what prayer changes is the one that's doing the praying. You get on your knees and start praying. The first thing that happens when I start praying is the Lord reminds me where I'm wrong. And I have to get cleaned up. I have to take a bath before I can come into his presence. Just like the high priest in the Old Testament, every time he did an offering, a sacrifice, they had to go by the laver and wash before they could go in. I mean, we have to do that. But listen, in Genesis 20:17, Abraham prayed for healing. So we ought to pray for a healing of our people and the healing of our nation. In Genesis 24, Abraham's servant prayed for safety on the journey. Did you hear that, preacher? Where's he at? Hey, he prayed to God speed to his journey. I laughed when I read that. The preacher takes that first part of this verse a little too serious. Be careful for nothing. I need to read rest. Read it in context, you know. It doesn't mean to just go haphazardly, but it means not to be worried about everything, right? What it really is. Genesis 25:21, Isaac prayed for his children. Everyone in this place that's 18 years old or younger, stand up, please. Now, 18 years old or younger, if you're not asleep in your mama's arms or something, stand up. I started to make y'all come up front. I don't know how many there is. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20, 30, 40 people in here, 30. Look at all them kids. Hey, if you don't have anything else to pray about, write their names down. Write all these kids' names down and pray. Man, you can sit down now. Hey, Isaac prayed for his children. Jacob prayed in chapter 32 and verse 11 for his life. Because he's afraid his brother was going to try to kill him. And so he prayed for his life. In Exodus 8, chapter 30, Moses prayed for guidance in Egypt. And we're in Egypt, right? Egypt in the Bible is the type of the world. We need to pray to God for guidance. Lord, lead me. Show me your way. And the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hey, so none of us are good. None good but him. But you know what he's saying. Hey, you live right, he'll lead you right. You want to follow the Lord, he'll lead you right. He'll lead you right. He also prayed. He prayed for his people. You know, Moses prayed for his people. Said, Lord, if you don't save him, blot me out of the book of life. Just take my life. Well, we need to pray for our people. Now, let me point out something here. Moses prayed for his people. He didn't just pray for the good ones. He prayed for the good ones. He prayed for the bad ones. He prayed for the pretty ones. He prayed for the ugly ones. He prayed for the black ones. He prayed for the white ones. He prayed for the red ones. He prayed for the yellow ones. He prayed for he prayed for all of them. He prayed for the Muslims. He prayed for the Palestinians. He prayed for the Jews. Hey, listen, you know those Palestinian people are suffering just like the Israeli people. They ought to go in them holes and find their own people and run them out. But anyway, I digress. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 10, Hannah prayed for a child. Sometimes they tell people they can't have kids. Isn't that right, Aaliyah? Huh? You're not the first one that the doctor says, you can't have any kids. I think the doctor was wrong. Yeah, look back here. Hey, I want to tell you, can't have kids. Hey, we need to pray for them. In Samuel chapter 7, 1 Samuel chapter 7, Samuel prayed for his country. We need to pray for our country. We need to pray for our country, okay? In 1 Samuel 12 and verse 23, let's turn over there. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 23. Samuel chapter 12 and verse 23. Samuel said, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord. What would be his sin against the Lord? In ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Hey, it's a sin not to pray to a good God. Yeah. Samuel said he didn't want to sin against God in ceasing to pray for his people. By the way, his people who rejected him as the leader and wanted a king. But Samuel still prayed for the people. In 2 Samuel, David prayed. David prayed a lot. Read the Psalms. In Ezra chapter 6 and verse 10, Ezra prayed. Nehemiah chapter 1, let's just look at that one. Nehemiah chapter 1. And beginning in verse 4, and we won't back up. And it came to pass, now this is Nehemiah, He had heard how bad things was back home. And that's where we're at here. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night. Hey, he prayed day and night. For the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. Hey, first thing he did was clean up. Hey, he said, hey, listen, we've done wrong. We've done wrong. We have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept thy commandments. So not keeping his commandments must be corrupt. This Bible's hard to understand. Nor thy statutes, nor thy the judgments, which thou commandest by thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. Nehemiah prayed. Job in chapter 42 and verse 10 prayed for his friends. You got a list of your friends? You can pray about that. Esther prayed. It doesn't say in the book of Esther that she prayed, but Esther prayed. Psalm 72, David prayed for his son. Hey, we could pray for our children. We could pray for our children, pray for our own, if we don't pray for somebody else's. Hey, I pray for mommies and daddies that have kids in this church just about every day. Just about every day. Hey, Psalm chapter 122, verse 6. Let's look and see what that says. Psalm 122, verse 6. Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. It's in the Bible. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Amen. Amen. You've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again, right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm for Israel. You say, but they're doing wrong. I'm for Israel. You say, why are you for Israel? Because God's for them. God said, them that bless you, I'll bless, and them that curse you, I'll curse. And he says, them that prays for you and love you, they'll prosper. Hey, listen to me. It says so in the book. You say, you believe that book? I'm telling you, I do. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 8. It says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Hey, you want to make the Lord happy? Just sit down and talk to him a while. Yeah, just sit down and talk to him a while. Hey, look at verse 29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. I know for a fact that he hears and answers prayer. I know it for a fact. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 9. Proverbs 28 and verse number 9. The Bible says, He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. So let me tell you something. When somebody opens the book and starts teaching or preaching from the book, you better listen up. You better pay attention. You say, you preachers, I didn't write the verse. God wrote it. I'm just reading it to you without much comment. All right? Amen? Amen. Isaiah chapter 37, Hezekiah prayed for deliverance from the enemy. And if you read that story, that night 185,000 of the enemy died. And the war was won because Hezekiah prayed. Hezekiah also prayed for his health because God told him he was going to die. And he prayed and God changed his mind and gave him 15 more years. Amen. We know that Daniel prayed. Daniel prayed morning, noon, and night. And when they passed the law that you couldn't pray to anybody but the king, those people that were trying to trick Daniel went and checked up on him, and he still prayed three times a day. And they run and told the king, said, hey, king, you know this law you passed? Said, old Daniel down there is still praying three times a day. Daniel prayed. I like that bluegrass song that says Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night. Amen. Amen. Jonah chapter 2 and verse 1, Jonah prayed. Oh, yeah, Jonah prayed to get out of that whale's belly. Amen. Amen. You say, well, that's all Old Testament stuff. Yeah, I know it is. But you know, I don't know what you do, but... I pray. I got a prayer list here. It's called a New Converts Prayer List. And I pray for Colin and Caitlin Cart and Sammy Burton and John and Angie Sexton and Isaiah and Gabby and Danielle. Oh, my goodness. Danielle, bless her heart. Pray for her and Jordan Stone Street and Mallory and Trevor Hawkins. You pray for them. I sure do. And they give me requests and I pray for that. Hey, Sammy had a good doctor's report. And I said, hallelujah to that. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what else I got here. I got a list here, that the preacher gave us or somebody gave us, Brother Rick. And it's a list of people that's going to college. Faith Bible Institute student roster. 42 names on here. Janie Alderman, R.C. and Rena Beckett, and Sammy Burton, and Rick Childers, and Boyd Collins, and Caleb, and Gene, and Jesse Collins, and Austin Crowder, and Jeremy Dietz, and Nancy Dorsey, and Kelly Dorsey, and Matt Frame, and Roger Frame, and Stephanie Frame, and Stephanie Griffith, and Tyler Griffith, and Cassie Grimmett, and Brenda Hanna, and Jason, and Rachel Hollingsworth, Carl Johnson, and Tom Kessler, and myself, and Jared Lyons and Emily Mason, Jennifer Mason, Deborah Malcolm, and Bev Moore, and Bobby Moore, and Matt Nicholas, and Chris Rogers, and Lindsay, and Mark Seacrest, and Abby Civi, and Charity Civi, and Barb Schaefer, and Orrin Schaefer, and Heather Smith, and Clark and Jennifer Woods. Hey, you say you pray for them? Sure I do. Sure. Hey, you got some lists? There's my class list to pray. There's a thing, and by the way, every morning before I start studying, I pray for those that's taking, going to college, amen. Or, hey, you say, I don't know what to pray for. Let me help you out here. Yeah. Hey, pass out a thing every week. Every week. Right here. Best prayer list ever. Open it up there. And, hey, we could pray about paying this building off. Pray about what the Lord will have us to do. Make extra donation. Pay this thing off so we can move across the road and build something bigger and better and fill it up or let the Lord fill it up. That's what's going to happen. And we look down there at the buses, affect Broxton County and Fayette County and Route 39 and Nettie and Somersville. Hey, they got drivers. You know who drives those buses? Hey, pray for those drivers. You know who works on those routes? We need to pray for those workers. Man, you say, man, you can spend a lot of time praying. That's what I'm trying to get. Hey, pray. Pray. I think the Bible says somewhere, pray without ceasing. Matter of fact, after you go over these lists about 10 or 12 times, you'll probably remember them by heart. And then you could drive down the road and pray for them. How about that? And then we have soldiers. Of course, we ought to pray for every soldier. We ought to pray for all of our soldiers that are fighting abroad, save our life, you know. And I could read their names. That'd take me another 5 minutes just to read their names. The Soldier of the Week, Sergeant Benjamin Woods, U.S. Army. Pray for them. And we have another list over here. It's called Shut-Ins. Amen. Ken and Peg Jones and Linda Adkins, Kim Ayers, Melvin and Donna Erb, Les and Charlene Perry, Dennis Williams. You say, I don't know who these people are. God does. And I'm sure if you want to go visit them, get a hold of me or Rick or the preacher or somebody, and we'll take you and visit them. Of course, there's Bud and Bev Violet and Agnes Varney and Miranda Grass and Dot Warner. Oh, bless Dot. She was a lady of all ladies, Dot Warner. Well, I mean, she's wonderful. Mickey Seacrest, was that the preacher's mother? Junior and Sissy Evans, Jar and Sissy. Hey, Janet King, Larry Marlins, old brother Larry. They weren't here this morning. I missed them. Dorothy McCutcheon, Peggy Basham, Sally Gwynn, Hope Vaughn, Gibb Gibson, Glennis Thomas, Glenn Kirk, Jason Perrine, Gene Kincaid. Amen. Thank you for praying for my mom. Then we have special requests. There's another list. All right. Hey, here's one I like. Missionaries. CLA, the Christian Law Association, Brother David Gibbs. Hey, if you never heard Brother David Gibbs preach, you need to go online and hunt him up and listen to a sermon or two of Brother David Gibbs. And he's wonderful. FBN, that's that radio station right out here. Or part of it. Pray for them. Of course, Tony Hess is not in Ukraine anymore. There's Ukraine. Anyway, I was thinking about missionaries, and I got curious, and I Googled this. Preachers ruined us all. We're Googling everything. But I Googled this. In case you run out of anything else to pray about, there's 195 countries in the world. And I looked up. Of course, in the United States, there's, as of 2023, there's 339,996,563 people, and that's going up every day. We could pray for our own country. But we have a missionary in Italy called Paul Childers. There's 58,800,000+ people in Italy. And we need to pray for Paul and Kelly. And I meant to get their prayer card. I got it stuck in a place at home where I can look at it and name all the kids. I'm not going to try to name all of them right now off the top of my head because I can't remember my own grandkids' names off the top of my head sometimes. And when they're standing before me, I call them the wrong names. And anyway. But then we have, by the way, Italy's the 25th most populated country in the world. Did you ever take your list of the missionaries we have and their names and look to see where their countries are at, which we have a bulletin board out here. Whoever did that did a good job. And you can go out there and you can see where in the world these people are at. And things. But I like to know where they're at and things about the country they're in. Kenya has 55,100,000 people. And we have, of course, Bob and Boyd are over there now. And then we have Myanmar or Burma. Or say we have, three missionaries there, plus Bob and I guess Boyd working there too. I don't know how all this is going to work. But anyway, we got, how do you say these names? Tin Winnie. And we got Peter Judson. And we got Tong Lim, something like that. And I'm sure I pronounced those wrong. But listen. Hey, they're in old Burma, Myanmar, 54 million people there. And in Israel, we have this fellow named Henry Banach in Israel, 9 million people in Israel. Moldova, we have Eric Chapman in Moldova, 3 million people there. That's 132nd most populated country in the world. I looked up Micronesia because I happen to think there's a fellow come out of our church who's on deputation right now, is he not? Trying to get money to go over there. He's working to go be a missionary in Micronesia. Well, it's 167th most populated country in the world, but there's 544,321 souls over there waiting for Lent and Killing to show up. Amen. Vicky might go with him. Amen. Hallelujah. And but anyway, hey, there's our missionaries. All right. Of course, we turn the page and there's some more things to pray about. Listen, I'm telling you, we have much to pray about. Much to pray about. I got another list here of salvations and professions and baptisms this year. If you want a list of them, you could. I even have a list of people who joined the church here lately, and pray over them. And sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and can't go to sleep. I think it's an old thing. I don't know what about that. But you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, can't go back to sleep. I close my eyes and I look over here. You say, can you do that? I do. I don't think I miss any of you. And start down this side praying. Sometimes I go to sleep before I get over here, Brother Dave. No. So the next time I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll start over here and go this way and pray for these folks over here. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 2. You following me? We need to pray. We got lots to pray about. I mean, listen, I just start praying for my family, and then I start praying for the preacher and his family, and then it goes to Brother Rick and his family, and there you end up in the missionaries, and you know, you pray for Brother Boyd and Sister Jean. You pray for Jean because she's all alone now, probably first time in 40-some years that she's been by herself this long. I mean, no kids harassing her. And all that, and no husband bothering her every 5 minutes. No husband saying, "Let's get in the car. We got to go somewhere." There we go. But that's the life of a missionary, a life of a tent ministry. That's the life that the Lord's given them. But anyway, and the Lord's give you a period of rest to rest and refresh, and we ought to thank Him for that. But you see what I'm saying? Pray. There's stuff to pray about. And you say, but I've never prayed before. But just start. Just start. You say, I've never prayed all night. You don't have to pray all night. Pray 5 minutes. Pray 5 minutes for this list. You get 5 minutes down the road, pray for the next one. You start that, and it won't be long that you won't have an end to your list. I mean, it just won't. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. The Bible says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Have you ever noticed how many times prayer and thanksgiving are in the Bible together on this Thanksgiving weekend after Thanksgiving? Colossians chapter 4 and verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you. Always, I want you to notice these next two words, laboring fervently for you in prayers. Have you ever just labored in prayer? Labored in prayer that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Hey, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. Little verse, real plain, isn't it? Pray without ceasing. That's one of those verses every one of you learned in camp, wasn't it? Huh? Yeah. And Jesus wept, right? Anyhow. Look at verse 25. Brethren, pray for us. Brethren, pray for us. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday, you ought to pray for the preacher that the word of the Lord may have free course. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. By the way, the word prayer is in the Bible 508 times, I think. I think that's what I saw. A lot of times in the Old Testament, it's not talking about praying to the God. He would say, Brother Teddy, I pray thee, do something for me. In that sense, it's different. But it's in there 508 times. The word pray must be important. 1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. You see, there it is again. Prayer and thanks in the same verse. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 3. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, night and day, night and day. James chapter 5, verse 13. James chapter 5, verse 13. The Bible says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let him let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I'm telling you, prayer works. Prayer works. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. The Bible says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Hey, we need to pray. We need to pray. And I've said many times this evening, while I was praying, I believe the Lord answers prayer. As a matter of fact, I know the Lord answers prayer. I know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. You say, how can you say that? Because right there sets an answer to prayer. Now, I don't know how many of you know my life history, and I'm not going to tell this. I don't want any pity. You may think worse of me after I tell you this story, but this is a true story with my hand up. I actually have in some journals at home documented evidence, because I showed it to her one time, of this. So I pastored two churches for about 13 years and married and had one daughter. But after a period of time, my wife at the time decided she did not want to be a pastor's wife. And so she left and filed for divorce. And I did not. I don't believe in divorce. But I did always give her whatever she wanted, and that's what she wanted. So I went along with it. What are you going to do? Anyway, so ended up, it was just me and my daughter for a period of maybe four or five years. And so come to pass, my daughter went off to college, and I was home alone. And needless to say, and I'm not ashamed to say this, I was lonely. I was just lonely. And I prayed the Lord that he would fix that. Well, I went to a Midland Trail football game on an August evening, and this gal comes walking around, sat down in the bleachers, and I thought she was married. But her marriage had ended badly. She was no longer married. And so I went down and sat down beside her and was talking. With my hand up, she'll tell you this truth, it did not go well. It did not go well. That was, I believe, if I remember right, because I wrote it in a journal, I believe it was August the 28th. So I don't remember the year. So I went home and I started praying. Every day for a year. The only contact I had with her in that year, with my hand up, I didn't even know where she lived. Honest, I didn't. Because when I asked her out on a date, first day, I said, where do you live? How can I get to your house? I don't know. But anyway, the only contact I had with her in that year was I called her on her birthday and wished her happy birthday. And that call didn't last 2 minutes, you know, you say. With my hand up, that's the only contact I had from that football game for a year. And a year to the day, August the 28th, the next year, I was sitting in my chair in my living room reminding my own business. And I saw this little gray car go down the hill at my house. I never thought nothing about it. People pass there all the time. Well, I meant that little gray car went back up the hill. I never thought much about that. But then a minute, that little gray car come back down the hill. So I got up and went to the door, and it pulls in my driveway, and who's driving it? Her. And, of course, that started a long courtship of about a month and a half. That's what I prayed every day for a year. I said, Lord, if you want me to have this woman, send her to my house. Send her to my house. And her daddy had always taught her, you don't go running after men. Because she was raised a good Christian girl. By the way, it wasn't like we did the first time we met. We grew up in We went to school together all the way through school. Matter of fact, she was my girlfriend in the seventh grade and all that kind of stuff. So we knew each other, okay? We knew our backgrounds. It wasn't like... But anyway, 1 year to the day, God sent that car to my house with her in it. You say, I don't believe that. You can believe what you want to believe. But I was kind of like, what was her name, Dorcas? That when Peter knocked on the door, she went running out there. I was hard-headed. Because I thought, Lord, I mean, there's a clear answer to a specific prayer. And I was like, is this happen? Is this really real? Anyway. And the rest is history. And I can testify to you today, God answers prayer. That's not the only prayer he's ever answered, but that was a good one. That was a very good one. And you don't have any idea how hard it was for her. She said, she just had to come. Didn't know why. Her daddy always taught her better than that. And yet, there she was. He's pretty powerful. He's pretty powerful. And his ear is open. What was that verse I read? That last verse, what was it, Jeremy? For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. Now, I'm not claiming to be anything, but I do know God answers prayer. I do know, if for no other reason, she's here. And she knows. So I showed her. She said, I told her about it, and she said, I knew something was making that car come over this way. God can drive. He knows them back roads where I live. Hey, pray, people. We need to pray. We just need to learn to pray. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we sure do love you. Thank you for writing it down in a good book. Lord, I thank you for hearing and answering prayer. Lord, I pray that you would teach us to pray. Teach us better. Teach us how. God, help us to become so familiar with talking to you. God, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask you. And amen. Good night. Good night.